Okay, those of you going home to Prattville, it's going to be a while before you get there because traffic is backed up on I-65. I think starting at mile marker 180. Not sure if there's a wreck or something, but it's backed up.
So that's going northbound I-65 to Prattville.
Yep. So if you're trying to get home going to Prattville, just be advised it's going to be slow.
All right. Thanks for the heads up. Anything you want to hear this afternoon?
Yeah, can we hear some things Southern women say?
Yeah. So exciting.
Yeah, no, I'd be happy to do that. I'll see if I can find one that sings that Southern Irish women say.
There you go.
Hey, that'd be great.
And customize.
All right, well, I'm going to go away now. Goodbye.
Appreciate it. All right, and a big warhawk. Goodbye. All right. Let's check traffic now and see if there's anything new on that situation going northbound, and then we'll be back.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
If you're headed into Montgomery on I-65 northbound, right around the Hope Hull exit, we had an accident. It's off on the left side of the roadway. Traffic's moving slowly there. Also, I-85 northbound, if you're leaving out of Montgomery, right around Waugh and Mount Meigs, we've got some slow traffic due to an accident just past Waugh that included a vehicle fire. Very busy on I-85 southbound, South Union up to the 65 merge. 85 northbound out of the interchange, busy there. And 65 northbound, we got several slow spots between Millbrook and Cobbs Ford. And also from Highway 14 on up to where the three lanes roll into two. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. High school students get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Scholarships are available. Call Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, are we chumming the same as usual?
Yeah.
How's your baby girl doing?
She's great, but with three kids, we really need more space.
You should check out Guardian Credit Union. We got a home equity line of credit from Guardian to finish our basement. They have low rates and a great team that's easy to work with.
Really?
Yeah, my mom got a Guardian home loan to buy her house. They refinanced, too.
Thanks. I'll check them out.
Connect with Guardian for all your lending needs.
Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are six things you need to know before you buy a home. Number one, find out how much you can afford and qualify for from a reputable local lender. Number two, write down a list of wants and needs for your next home and maybe your first home. Bedrooms and baths, size of the home, yard size, open floor plan or formal plan, storage requirements, garage or carport. What location is number three, east side, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka? Number four, are school zones important to you? If so, which school zones do you prefer? Number five, are there any special needs requirements, wider hallways, ramps, universal designs? Number six, would you rather have a brand new home or an existing home? The answers to these questions will help you design a plan to buy your next home and have the right information. We provide a list of recommended local lenders and home inspectors. All you have to do is call the source, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
LG Tint and Graphics is known for tinting vehicles, but did you know they tint houses and offices as well? If you want to protect your floors, paint, furniture, or simply want to be cool, call them for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics in Prattville.
It's March 17th, the greatest day ever. On the 17th of March, 1776, the British Army was forced to end the Siege of Boston following General George Washington successfully fortifying the city. And also, it was St. Patrick's Day in Boston. It's not for the faint of heart. Have a great March 17th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 4.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden calling on Congress to allow regulators to impose tougher penalties on the executives of failed banks. He called on Congress to grant the FDIC those powers after the failures of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank sent shockwaves through the global banking industry. Turkey's president agreeing to approve Finland's NATO membership application. Slovakia's government has approved a plan to give Ukraine its fleet of 13 Soviet-era MiG-29 fighter jets, becoming the second NATO member to heed the Ukrainian government's plea for warplanes to help defend against Russia's invasion. Stocks finishing lower. The Dow was down 384 points. The NASDAQ lost 86. And the S&P 500 dropped 43 points. This is SRN News.
Let's be real. Retirement is expensive, and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B, looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility, and you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number. 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
What does that mean? That sounds discriminatory to me.
It's electric!
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Well, I've got the high voltage news, and that's that the stock market had just another wonderful day. But the guy that's going to explain why is on the phone with us, and that's Brant McDonald from Invista Advisors. Brant, I'm glad you're able to make time for us this afternoon. A lot of red on the indexes today. What is everybody... Oh, and as bad as the market was today, I made money on my account with you. Thank you.
I figured you would like that. Yes.
Good day.
Yeah, Greg, you're right. I mean, this was a bad day. A lot of red across the board, but a great day for our clients. We did, you know, our portfolios are doing exceptionally well. That's what they're designed to do in this type of environment. So we're quite pleased. You know, this is just a continuation of the meltdown that we keep seeing. The banking sector, and it's not just U.S. banks. It's really all over the globe. And this is a phenomenon that is spreading. I do think that we're witnessing some contagion that's taking place. And, you know, it's nice that the Fed and the Treasury and the FDIC all want to get together and talk about backstopping all these bank deposits. But, you know, it's only certain banks they're doing this for. A lot of the regional banks, even if they do have these deposit guarantees, are still suffering tremendous. I mean, their net interest margins are beginning to fall. You've got many of these banks who have loan portfolios that were made in a much lower interest rate environment. They simply cannot afford to match what the Treasury is willing to pay for cash. You know, because like I say, I mean, you can get a 6-month Treasury bill right now for somewhere around 4.5%, let's say, and most banks are having a hard time matching that on things like savings rates, certainly checking deposit rates, etc. Some banks have access to a money market, but that's still pulling money out of their deposits. So it's a challenging environment. For the banking sector.
Yeah, when you joined us the other day, you mentioned, and you mentioned the name Credit Suisse as one of those big places that is getting bailed out. And the wife of one of the chief executives at Credit Suisse is on the front of the New York Post telling the world to kiss her butt. Isn't that nice that they have such effective public relations?
That bank has had a lot of, I would say, suspect characters over the years, and some of the policies and some of the things they've done make you really sort of question, some things. But, it's interesting. You know, you look yesterday, the market was all giddy over the fact that, the Swiss government essentially was going to give them $54 billion in a lifeline, loans and things like that to sort of prop up the bank. But yet again today, the last time I looked at it, it was down nearly 18%. So I think what you're seeing is all of these governments and various regulatory bodies are trying to do what they can, to backstop this meltdown, but they just can't do it. And keep in mind that what our government has said is that they're looking to try to protect deposits, but they're not looking to protect the equity valuation of these banks. So the stockholders, the bondholders, they can go up in smoke in a New York minute. And this administration has said, we're not going to stop it. And that's also dangerous because a lot of the counterparty risk that you see within banking, they're all connected. And one bank goes down, it could bring down another. So, we did a Zoom call today, Greg, with all of our clients who are in these portfolio models that we have. And I don't know how long it lasted, maybe 45 minutes to an hour or so. But it was really awesome because we were able to take a very deep dive on all of this with our clients and go into the portfolios, the one that you're in as well. And it was nice because it just so happened that the day we were doing the Zoom call, that portfolio was up handsomely today, as you so
I'm very pleased.
Out.
I'm very pleased on a day that was not good for people that are exposed to higher risk. I couldn't be happier. Brandt, before we run out of time, if you can, look into your crystal ball. And a lot can happen over the weekend, too, but do you see this Monday being another bad day, or is that just going to be subject to what happens between now and then?
So next week is going to be a big, big week because it's a Fed meeting. And, we've got things like, a review of CPI, PPI, and all of that that's already come out. But that's going to be front and center. And so the Fed meets, and they're going to be talking about monetary policy and all of that in the wake of this crazy banking situation. So I think there's going to be a lot to talk about next week for sure.
All right. We appreciate you taking the time out to join us today, and we will look forward to speaking to you on Monday. And I hope we help Hayden raise some money for the Women in Blue.
You have, buddy. You absolutely have. And we appreciate your continued help as we head towards the end of March to try to put her over the top for reaching her goal.
We will stay with it. Absolutely. Thank you for your time, Brandt.
Absolutely. Y'all have a great weekend.
You
we'll
too.
Talk to you Monday.
Thanks, Brandt.
Brandt McDonald is with Invista Advisors. No kidding. I mean, you look at if you are invested and your money is all in stocks, today's just not a good day. But at Invista, they have different portfolio models, and I wanted something that could grow, but I am not one of those people that can afford to take much risk with the few shekels I've saved over the years because I've managed my money so brilliantly, and I'm just kind of like stunned. Nice. 387-0094 is the number to call if you are interested in learning how to do better with your money.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
I mean, so many weird. I wouldn't be surprised to see us have another as they use the word contagion, run on banks. Banks borrow record $165 billion from Federal Reserve.
Yep.
Bank of America to acquire Signature Bank. This is like we saw this years ago. One bank, you know, bigger banks swallowing up another.
Mm-hmm.
And 66 million Americans want a national divorce. Let's take a quick look at that one. Oh, and of course, if you're going to get a story like this, you have to go overseas to get it, like the Daily Mail in the United Kingdom. Poll shows that a growing number back Marjorie Taylor Greene's call for a split between blue and red states. Is that feasible?
I think any nation or group of people, down to the individual, has the right to secede, so to speak. It's one thing, though, to say you have a right to do something, and how wise would it be?
Yeah.
Interesting breakdown. If it was, say, just Alabama, yeah, we're like number four in terms of federal redistribution of money back to us. Like, we get a lot for every dollar we send up there. We get a lot back here in Alabama. But if you take all red states and compare them to all blue states, if that would be the idea of a national divorce, pretty much on par. Like, Texas and Florida do amazing. It would be the second wealthiest nation in the world. It would have a lot of power. The most difficult thing with the national divorce, if you seriously think about it, is the military.
Yep.
That's the what I think gets people's hackles up the most, if that makes any sense.
That being said, somebody brought up a point. We have territories, and our military is in those territories. So we could, there is precedent for that.
So let's say tomorrow, because then people bring up the Civil War history, and isn't this settled, all that, and I think it's absurd. It's like, is Taiwan not allowed to leave China? Is Ukraine not allowed to leave Russia? Why do we like secession for others, but you could never leave America?
Right.
So if Hawaii tomorrow said, we don't want to pay taxes to D.C. anymore. You can keep your military bases. We'll stay within y'all's military nexus, but we're going to do our own thing.
Maybe I'm oversimplifying this whole idea, but I think the real issue right now, the thing that is dividing the country, is sanity versus insanity.
Well, there you go.
Like that jackass in California, Governor Greaseball, Governor Vitalis, he reminds me of him with that hair. You know what his solution? They've got a completely out of control homeless problem.
Right.
So his suggestion is to build tiny houses.
Tiny houses.
Mm. And then he wonders why 500,000 people have fled.
Also, look at the price on those tiny houses he wants to buy. Average cost on those tiny houses start about $85,000.
What in the world? That defeats the point of it being a tiny home.
Yeah, you would think.
It doesn't defeat the point. It's a scam, guys. Yeah, it's a scam.
What did that toilet cost? They put in one
toilet.
Right.
That's right.
That thing was just astronomically priced.
That's what I'm saying. There's no logic behind it. It's, hey, here's a cause. Hey, we've got access to money. Let's just blow this money and get my 10% on the backside.
How about San Francisco? $5 million in reparations?
All right.
How is that going to work?
You know, if anybody proved that it's a stupid idea, ironically, it was Angela Davis.
Right.
Who was on it. It was, so we know it was legit, PBS show.
Oh, with Henry Louis Gates, yeah.
Yeah, where they explore your lineage. And she found out that her ancestors came over on the Mayflower and some actually owned slaves.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And you could almost see the look on her face through one sound effect.
Well, it's a shame that...
You slave-owning Mayflower militant ignoramus.
No, it's a shame that too many millions of Americans first got to know Henry Louis Gates with the police acted stupidly. That's the same guy.
Yeah.
Because if you actually look at his work, he's great. And he does all those weird little twists and turns of history. Like, I watched some of his documentaries on the African empires. They're amazing.
Let's remember that it wasn't Mr. Gates that had the problems. Whoa! The one we've been waiting. Whoa! The police acted stupidly. I didn't look at it for 1 second. Whoa! And let's have a beer garden and we'll get rid over the whole thing.
Mr. President, what do you find most enchanting about the White House?
Oh, and then on Comedy Central is becoming the most infuriating cable channel on the planet.
I haven't watched them in ages.
The only reason I have it on is... if they're running The Office.
Yeah, Office is great.
I finally signed up for Peacock.
Did you?
So I don't have to put up with the crap they run in between episodes.
Yeah.
She's had so much smoke blown up her butt since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this... piece about our forever first lady.
Mm.
I bet Jill loves that.
Yeah.
Or anybody else that had the chair. And exactly what is it that she did?
Good question.
It's like that with all the first ladies, though. You just marry the right person. Which you could say, actually, with knowing some of these politicians, is a heck of a trial or crucible to go through.
See the latest thing on the whole Biden crime family? Mm-hmm. That now, we all know that Hunter was sleeping with his brother's widow.
Yes.
While he was married.
Yes.
To and a different woman.
And he made it be the different woman's fault.
Yeah. Well, and
I just read The Laptop from Hell by Miranda Devine.
Yes.
And, yeah, he's a classic addict in the sense that he blames everybody else for his problems. And in particular, he's then saying to his current wife, you are abandoning me and not understanding me in my toughest, most tragic moment of my life. And then later, you know, he's still hooking up with his brother Beau's ex-wife, the widow. He is then getting mad at her because she's mad that he's going to a strip club after some business deal.
Where he hooked up with somebody else.
Right. And we have a grandbaby.
And what a stand-up guy. Yeah, he's been such a great father, you know.
Greg, the book literally begins with him. What's the swanky place where Led Zeppelin drove motorcycles up and down the halls? And
that was the Continental Riot House in Los Angeles, where I did stay only 2 weeks after they did that.
Really? And it's another one out there, but he had like a little cabana or whatever.
Oh, that's the Beverly Hills Hotel. I stayed in a cabana there.
Well, that's the place where he first learned to cook crack instead of having to buy it. It's too expensive.
You didn't take that course?
But the book begins with him hiring an $8,000 Russian prostitute, and he accidentally, he's like, the car's not working. He pays her three times. So it's all these emails of him arguing with this lady of the evening over give me my money back. I think he got of the 24 grand I don't know. It's like, what a mess. This is the guy who's the bag man, essentially, for the president of the United States.
Yeah. And the reason I brought up the widow that he was screwing is that she is supposedly the new conduit for the money.
Oh, interesting.
She was the bag woman.
Wow. Interesting.
So somebody who engendered great sympathy now be maybe somebody who should, with all the rest of the Bidens, have their ass in jail. What a joke.
On the scam.
But now, law enforcement, by the way, is now raising flags all across America because they're going to indict Trump in New York on some bullcrap charge because 7 years of trying just hasn't been enough. We got to do more.
Yep.
Well, if he's indicted,
they're thinking that we're all going to go out and riot.
But if he's indicted, though, I mean, you can't vote for him, right?
Not only can I vote for him,
I'm not meaning legally.
I bet there's people that are going to vote for him twice.
Right?
Yeah.
I think the country's kind of wised up to this.
Yeah.
All this nonsense. This should frighten the crap out of everybody, including people who hate Donald Trump. Because if they can do this to him, guess what? It's like I said the day they broke into Mar-a-Lago. On some bogus, if they can do that to him, to a former president, what's going to stop them from breaking into your house looking for something?
And do you know any stories of somebody who ran for office from prison and won?
There may be one or two out there.
The only one I know is, it goes back to the revolutionary period, like the John Adams administration. Adams passes this thing called the Alien Sedition Act. You can't criticize the president or we'll throw your backside in jail. And so there's this one congressman, Matthew Lyons, I believe, who goes out into the public square in D.C. and starts calling Adams as he's walking by. And Adams had spent too much time in Europe wearing purple robes and tassels and stuff. And he was getting pudgy, like it happens to men of a certain age. And so he called him his pudginess, his fatness. And then at one point, when Adams is walking by from this platform, this congressman goes, his rotundity. Well, that was too much for Adams. They prosecuted him, threw him in jail. He ran for office from jail, wins, and then gets pardoned, because Jefferson hated the Alien Sedition Act. The early period, it's crazy. I know there's other examples of, Marion Barry.
Who pardoned him?
Jefferson
did pardon.
If you read the Alien Sedition Acts, it says
Weezy made him do it.
You can't criticize the president or like the secretary. It skips over the vice president because Jefferson's like, don't include me on this. I don't agree with y'all.
By the way, Mike Pence is a 24-karat jerk-off. 425 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Mr. Electric is the company that you should call when you have the need for, oh, let's say you just bought an 85-foot television for your house and you want to make sure that the supporting system for that device is adequate. Or maybe you have, you know, everybody knows their house. And when your house is not behaving normally, especially with electricity, lights that may not come on or take time to come on, you don't want to let that linger. Those are the kinds of situations that could lead to absolute devastating results. So call Mr. Electric, as we have. What they pulled out of the back wall on our patio was horrifying. I had no idea that this outlet had degraded to the point where it was had become a true fire hazard. Well, they replaced it. And here's the cool thing about Mr. Electric. When you call them out for an installation repair to solve a mystery, whatever the issue is, when you get the you get an upfront price, but when you get the invoice after the work is completed, you get pictures and a step-by-step, blow-by-blow, if you will, coverage of the entire event so you know exactly what you pay for. It's a great way to do business. 245-1566 or visit them at MrElectric.com.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, if you're leaving Montgomery on I-85 southbound, we still have an accident that's causing problems. A crash with a vehicle fire just past Wall. Traffic is really backed up 85 northbound trying to get out of Montgomery. Got a big slowdown on 85 southbound from Ann Street past Jackson Hospital. Looking at the cams, we don't see an accident. Just a lot of heavy traffic and a lot of rain. We're also slow on 65 northbound past Northern Boulevard up past the Millbrook off-ramp to Cobbs Ford. Just heavy traffic there. And we've got an accident inbound on I-65 around Hope Hall. If you're coming into Montgomery, right lanes, vehicles are off on the left side of the roadway. A lot of cars on the road this afternoon. Please buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Learn to operate heavy equipment and earth-moving equipment at Trenum State. Registration now open. Call Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
1819 News.
Governor Ivey has signed two bills into law this week. The first is in regards to the state spending plan for the $1 billion coming from the American Rescue Plan Act. This bill is the whole reason that Governor Ivey called for a special legislative session the day that the regular legislative session first started, which was last week. The second bill will transfer $60 million from the state general fund to the Alabama Trust Fund, which will be the last payment made after the state general fund borrowed from the Alabama Trust Fund years ago. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Did you know that it is estimated that 37 million children around the world call an orphanage home? The reasons are numerous, but the responsibility to care for vulnerable children is certain. God calls His people to care for vulnerable children in His name, and that's where our friends at Lifeline Children's Services come in. For more than 40 years, Lifeline has been helping Christians meet the needs of these precious children through adoption, foster care, global orphan care, and a host of other ways. If your family or church would like to know more about how you can answer God's call to care for vulnerable children in Jesus' name, head over to lifelinechild.org.
The city of Talladega is moving forward on demolishing homes in Ward 2 in that city. The city will use funds from the Community Development Block Grant to remove 16 houses that are either abandoned or dilapidated beyond repair. Last year, there were 15 homes removed for the same reason. City Councilwoman Vicki Hall is heading up the project. She says the property still belongs to the owners for them to either improve or keep up on, but this move is in order to beautify the neighborhood. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is also working with property owners in rebuilding or repurposing the property. And the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick have canceled the St. Paddy's Day parade that was going to be held in Mobile today. This comes due to severe weather in South Alabama. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
At AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists, we work on a lot of neighborhood homes, and we're proud to share some of what our customers have said about us.
My basement had massive amounts of water when it rained. I made an appointment. They were professional and honest. I'd highly recommend them if you need help waterproofing your home. You'll be in good hands.
Noticing moisture in your basement? AFS can help. Visit AFSrepair.com to book your free inspection. That's AFSrepair.com.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
One of us is crazy, and it's not you.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Grandma just passed out from drinking green beer. As she left the pub, she caused a scene. If you got a real good look at her face, you'd see the beer's not the only thing that's green.
You know, I am not down with the whole grandma thing. When that first came out by Elmo and Patsy, we got over by Reindeer. You know, my grandparents were still around. I did not like the idea of my grandmother with a reindeer print in her face.
Is it more plausible that it could actually happen there in Chicago?
You're closer to the North Pole, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I have decided, I just got a hold of that today. I don't like that one any better, just to let you know. Here is Biloxi Gambler at 4:33 already. Holy crap.
Wanted to give you props on the Wheezy made him do it.
Oh, thank you.
That went right over their heads.
Yeah.
Talking about Jefferson, and then Wheezy made him do it. I said, that was quick.
Thank you.
You are as sharp as a tack, my man.
I appreciate that. That's what the doctors tell me. I get tested frequently now.
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. You were talking about the TV earlier. I think a wise man once called you and told you, just buy another TV from the same place, the same TV, bring it home, plug it in, put the old broken TV in the box, a week later, take it back, get a refund.
The old Walmart flim-flam.
You know?
No, it ain't no flim-flam, because they're not playing a straight game with Greg. So I don't deal with the way things are supposed to work. I deal with the way things actually work. Because when they came out, they couldn't fix the TV, and they knew they couldn't get you a part right away.
Yeah.
They should have taken that TV, given you a receipt for it, and FedEx should have delivered you a TV within 5 days.
I know. This is 2 months now, and I really am having my patience tested. I should.
Yeah.
And, you know, I shouldn't have dumped this situation on Roz, but she knows the agency, so she's been doing all the, and they're, I feel sorry for her. They're pushing her around, and I need to get in there.
I understand that, but anyway, that's one way to solve the problem that would have, and now it's too late, dude, because they got the serial number and all that. You can't do that on a computer, by the way, because of the IP addresses and all that stuff. But anyway, talk to y'all later.
Well, thank you, Alexa Gambler. And before we go to break, here is Sam.
Hey, Greg, thanks for taking the call. Good Friday show, good crowd. Listen, I want to make a request, man. Since you got Joy in there, I really like that little the Trump song with the January 6th choir backing him up. I just thought that was a good patriotic. Yes.
All I know about that song is that it was number one on iTunes, and our Soviet style leadership told Apple to take it off iTunes.
Yep.
And when kind of stuff is happening in this country, we got a serious problem. Whether you like Donald Trump or the song or not, that is something that should send a chill down everybody's back.
Yeah, man, because what is he doing? The man is saying the Pledge of Allegiance, and the choir in the background is singing the national anthem.
Oh, we can't have that.
I'm so offended. I can't have that. That's all I got, Greg. It's good to hear you on the radio, and man, big TV, just wonderful. All right, that's all I got.
Thank
Bye,
you.
Sam.
See you, bud.
So what's going to be the first movie you watch on this?
I don't know.
Gone with the Wind is really good.
Yeah?
On a big screen,
that'd
yeah.
be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a new one?
No, that's been around for a while.
Do you remember when they tried to make the second Gone
yes.
with the Wind?
You know who they picked to play Red Butler? Timothy Dalton.
I don't remember whatever happened to it. Did it ever make the screen?
It did. It got broadcast on TV.
Oh, boy.
And it was a bomb.
I bet. Because I just remember hearing they were going to make it when I was a kid, but I never heard anything else.
Wow. Yeah, you know, it's too bad they weren't so sequel-focused back in those original days.
Yeah.
And they could have done a sequel that probably, if they did it like The Godfather did 1 and 2, you know, they would own, it oh, could have yeah. become a franchise.
Yeah, but...
That's, you know, I've read that book twice.
Really?
Gone with the Wind is incredibly well written, and it's, there's a lot of stuff in the book that does not get portrayed in the movie. Of course, when they finished the movie, it was 5 hours and 40 minutes yeah. long originally, and they had to cut a lot of stuff out. And you kind of tell towards the end that all these bad things keep happening in very short order, and it gets a little dark.
Too much.
But they, you know, the people, well, that celebrates slavery. You know what? The only the focal point of that movie is not Rhett Butler. It's not Scarlett O'Hara. It's Mammy. Right. She is the character of strength. Who's the one person in the whole cast of people in that movie that everybody wants her respect?
Mm-hmm.
It's important to them. It's her, and that's what people should focus on. But we get triggered by words.
Happens.
Billy is on the line.
Yeah.
Joey needs to leave, don't you?
In a second here, yeah.
Hey, Billy.
Hey, Greg. Hope y'all doing well today.
How are you?
You know, just talking to your last caller about the Donald Trump song and how it was taken off everything, you know. I mean, and nobody's really saying anything. You know why? Because we've all been accustomed to this yep. now. I mean, they, you know, they... We were told to put our mask on. We were told to get in line.
Yeah.
We were told to do this and do that. Now the truth's starting to come out, and everything that we were fed over the past 2 years has been a bunch of BS.
It sure has been.
Guess what? They can keep doing the BS because we're not going to do nothing about it.
Problem is, I thought it was BS then, but if you said so, right. then you get hysterical people who were so filled with fear that if you dared question the stuff the government was telling people to do, they would get mad at you.
Yeah, exactly.
I never bought into any of this. In fact, when I heard we had a case of COVID here in Alabama, the first one, I said, before we had it, I said, don't worry, anything that tries to cross the border here will be shot on sight. COVID has no chance.
Yeah.
They told all the Baptist preachers to shut down the churches across the state.
And why did they go along with that?
That's the part I don't get.
I don't understand it. There is a lot of power in that group, and yet they refuse to exercise it.
Well,
I don't understand.
It contradicts everything they've been preaching for the past 50 years.
Right.
Because I've been told since I've been alive that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. He rose on the third day and defeated death. So why are we so scared of COVID? How come?
Or government or anything else.
That's incredible.
They're all a bunch of crooks, every single one of them. And they were all exposed during this. That's what it showed me.
Yeah,
I
me
hope
too.
You have a good day, brother.
I'm down with you.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, Rosie, we got some requests to catch up on. We got stuff.
Yeah.
Yoga Pants. Tim Hawkins is coming to town, but I am not. I think it's in April. And we're going to play Yoga Pants by him in a minute. And thanks for stopping by and joining us this afternoon, Joey.
Yeah.
And let me know what it is you watch on. Take a picture.
Okay.
Just got a deal. Somebody suggested Deliverance.
Deliverance?
On your TV.
No.
Just don't get mad at me. I'm giving you the suggestion.
Who are you? Who is it?
Sam.
Oh, stop giving Sam suggestions on
it. Oh, that's an action flick. And by the way, if you do watch it, the guy that does play the banjo looks an awful lot like Joe Biden.
Yes. Yes.
Powerful resemblance.
Yes.
4:40 is the time. Montgomery Men's Health is the place. Look, you know, stress is not an aphrodisiac. there's a lot going on in our world right now that can totally take you out of the game when it comes to your energy, your libido. All of these things are affected by outside circumstances. That includes your diet, how much you drink, etc., medications you're taking that are totally legit, the doctor recommends, but they may be impacting you in other ways that are negative. This is not your dirty little secret. It's okay to call 440-3663 and see a board-certified urologist at Montgomery Men's Health, because this is a medical condition, and it can be treated. First thing they need to know is your testosterone number, and that's a simple test. They get that and your PSA number, which is important for prostate health. And then they can go about prescribing real medical solutions for a real medical issue, and that's what you want. You can't get those numbers, you can't get those results at, you know, a store or a gas station or any other place that says, hey, try this. No, talk to a doctor who will help you get back in the game for real. And that's Montgomery Men's Health, 440-3663, or visit montgomerymenshealth.com. This can't be a coincidence.
I told her you did not plan this, I promise.
Guess who's on the line?
Jay Quellen.
Yes.
Okay, so I was calling to tell you guys, do not be alarmed if you're on Atlanta Highway going westbound.
Okay. Where
there's
about?
There's a little fender bender in front of Saddleback. Well, you know where Sweet Joey used to work?
Oh, yeah.
Then they tore it down. And
oh, yeah, the Fun Zone.
The Fun Zone. Okay, so right where the Fun Zone used to be, directly across the street, there's a three-car fender bender, if you will.
Ooh. Somebody's not having fun there.
I may or may not be the first car.
Oh, no.
I got rear-ended.
Uh-oh. You should call a lawyer.
I know. Well, Jared's on his way. But you guys, like, okay, Greg, have you told everybody how I took the mail, the garbage can out?
I have kept that. I did talk to...
Kept that a secret? Okay, so on Wednesday, I took out a garbage can and knocked off my rearview mirror. Like, my side view mirror.
Yeah.
It's fine. The garbage can, not a scratch on it, guys.
Well, like, I told you I did that to a mailbox.
Well, I mean, I got out, picked up my side view mirror from the middle of the road, put the garbage can back up, closed the lid, made sure there was nothing wrong with it. Jared did not find it funny. So I'm driving Jared's truck.
Uh-huh.
In this...
Because I knocked my side view mirror off, and we were going to wait till after spring break to get that fixed.
So we're going
to
have two in the shop.
Let me say, Jared's truck got rear-ended.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
we're going to have two in the shop.
So how bad was
everybody's
this?
Fine. I was stopped at a red light.
Which red light?
So,
by the phone
I got
zone.
Out.
Okay.
I was. You know, there's that traffic builds up here westbound where the train tracks are.
Yes.
Okay. So I was stopped. I was stopped, and the sweet woman behind me, I guess, I don't know. She ran into me, and then a lady ran in behind her. So we're just waiting for MPD to come out here and for us to make a report. But I'm fine. Steven's in the car. He's fine. Jared, I don't think is so fine.
Yeah. Does Steven know that Dad's gonna be a little upset?
So I FaceTimed Jared. And well, here's the thing, like, first of all, my husband's a cop, so the first thing I'm going to do is, like, get the cop on the phone, right? What do? I immediately go into, like, I'm not a lawyer, panic mode. Like, oh my God, Jared, like, what is the, calm down, pull off the side of the road. No, I can't move the car. He's like, yes, you can. Move the car off the side of the road.
Yes.
Are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine. He's like, is everybody else okay? I'm like, I don't know, it's raining. So I said, okay, hold on. So I get out with him on FaceTime, and the last lady, she's fine. But the middle lady, she seems fine. I think she's just shaken up. I mean, couldn't have been that bad. I mean, I was parked. It wasn't like we collided at 80 miles an hour.
Right.
But just thank God it wasn't my fault, because y'all, Jared would probably divorce me.
I know a lawyer. If that happens, there's a lawyer that you should call.
I mean, I should call Dana. I don't know why I'm calling you guys. I should be on the phone with Dana right now, being like, Dana, what do I do?
Oh, look, first of all, as anybody knows, if you're hit from behind, it's not your fault.
Well, right. You're supposed to grab your neck, open your door, and roll out. That's what I've always heard.
There's a guy who's on TV that says, who's listening?
Call me
Alabama.
And he can help you.
Well, I'm sitting here waiting for the police to arrive. So I figured, well, you know what? Let's call the radio and tell everybody that's driving westbound on Atlanta Highway to wave to me in my husband's truck as they pass by me on their way home.
Well,
way to start spring break.
I have got to go to a break here. Can you call back a little after 5 and give
us
an update?
Later. Yeah,
oh, I love
text
it.
Me.
Yeah, let us
around
know
5:10 or so.
I'll give you guys the real-time update.
Yes.
We'll look forward to it. I'll bet you're going to be in this traffic update here, so see if you make it.
Oh, give me a shout-out, guys.
It's
all right.
All right. Bye.
Thanks. At 4:46, Skip.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, I guess we're at a disadvantage here this afternoon. We've got something happening in the curve right past Jackson Hospital on I-85 southbound. We have not had an accident reported there. We are still seeing a very slow-moving traffic there, and at times traffic stopped in the left lanes. Use caution. Expected delay from just before Ann Street all the way past Jackson. We've got slow traffic out of Montgomery I-65 northbound over the Alabama River Bridge all the way up Millbrook exit. And just past that, got an accident on 65 northbound. A lot of cars on Northeast Boulevard, East Boulevard. Troy Highway is busy outbound. And we've still got a lot of backup of traffic coming into Montgomery on I-65 northbound. Accident right around Hope Hall has traffic moving slowly there. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Boost Mobile, GameStop, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
He didn't mention Jacqueline's accident. We'll get you in the next one.
Here comes Sun. Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Hey, this is David and Becca from Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse. For the best steak, fresh crawfish, or our excellent catch of the day, come check us out.
For the ultimate dining experience, try our 8-ounce true center cut filet mignon served over fresh mashed potatoes or our 3.5-pound tomahawk ribeye. This baby melts in your mouth and is enough to feed two or more easily.
Visit FantailRestaurant.com to see our lunch, brunch, and dinner menus and times. When you think of lunch, brunch, or dinner,
thank Fantail,
where we're always off the hook.
Happening now for 1 week only. It's time to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Gray's Tire and Auto.
Tires at cost and add an alignment for just $25.
Don't need tires immediately? Buy them this week and Gray's will hold them until you do. All tires at cost, 1 week only.
And $25 alignment. Plus, spend a dollar at Gray's and get free roadside assistance for a whole year. Come celebrate at all locations.
Visit graystirecenter.com.
Sale extended through March 31st.
Spring is on us and summer is quickly approaching. Kickback Ranch and Event Center would like to share our amenities, whether it would be for your corporate event, church retreat, or just a weekend away with your family. We have cabins, cottages, and RV park with full hookups. Our event center is over 4,000 square feet, a commercial kitchen, and a large back deck overlooking one of our five lakes. Get your family together and make memories, canoeing, swimming, hiking, and enjoy the scenery at one of the most beautiful places in all the river region. Find us on Facebook or kickbackranch.net. We are Kickback Ranch.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments, so call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The risk of showers and thunderstorms will continue well into the evening hours tonight before ending late tonight. Some of the storms could be strong, and our weather app will keep you on top of the action. It turns windy and cold late tonight, low 40. Saturday is a very brisk day, chilly with a high in the mid-50s, then colder Saturday night, low 35. Sunday, unusually cold for March, high 52, mostly sunny. And I think we'll be down around 31 on Monday morning on the first day of spring. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
4:51, it has been a crazy St. Patrick's Day afternoon. A lot of traffic issues out there. In fact, our friend Jacqueline Tomlinson just got rear-ended on Atlanta Highway. She's in a state of stress, but I know it'll cheer her up. It'll bring a little sunlight into this otherwise dark afternoon with this unfortunate incident.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
Hey, Derek, this website says that I can't use beef stew as a password.
What's the matter with beef stew?
It says it's not strong enough.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
Nothing brings healing to the wounded like a good dad joke. Here is a good dad east of the Rockies.
Hey, very quickly, exit 186, Highway 31 at Pine Level. Apparently something has happened there and traffic is backed up past 181, which is Highway 14. So yeah, if you're going north on 65, watch out.
Yeah, there's been trouble, I think, since we came on the air this afternoon on 65 northbound. So, yeah, avoid that. Avoid Atlanta Highway. In fact, just stay home. Curl into the fetal position and suck your thumb.
That's going to be all right.
Anise, thanks for the heads up on that.
Thank you.
I've gone back to something, and we started working with Dr. Carl Schmidt. He's the naturopath that has the Saturday morning show on News Talk.
That's right.
And I've gone back to my scented oil combo, which is peppermint. These are, and they come in little bottles. They sell them at the herb shop. Peppermint, lavender, and orange or citrus. And you mix equal parts, like I took 20 drops of each, put them into another empty jar, shake it together, put a couple of drops in your hands, rub your palms together, and then it's amazing. Clears your sinuses. Clears your head.
Ooh, wow.
Absolutely great. And I want to thank Dr. Carl for helping me out with that. At 4:54 on this All Request Friday, we had a request for yoga pants. You better play it.
Yeah.
Because we're...
I heard the request.
Well, you know, 1 minute, you got a whole three-hour show to fill.
Yeah.
And the next minute, it's 6 minutes to 5 o'clock and you haven't accomplished a damn thing yet. So
this may be the dumbest song I've ever written. It's pretty new and it's just about real life. So. My wife was out for 3 days to visit her mom. I was supposed to cook and clean while she was gone. Somehow she never buckles under all the demands. I had to know her secret, I had to understand. Well, I thought it might be coffee, but that gives her the shakes. It might be soap operas, but she says they're too fake. It's not the car she drives or what she puts in her hair. I realized it's got to be something that she wears. Yoga pants. She wears them all day. Yoga pants. At work and at play. Yoga pants. What's all the fuss? What makes them so special that they keep them from us? Yoga pants. Well, any normal person would leave it alone. But I'm not a normal person and nobody was home. wife was out of town and the kids were outside. I went into the bedroom and decided I would try yoga pants. So stretchy and thin, yoga pants. Feels like my own skin, yoga pants. Where you been all my life? I've never done yoga, but these make me wanna try yoga pants. So soft and so sleek, yoga pants. Feels good on my cheek, yoga pants. These are the best. If you're waiting for a video, don't hold your breath.
And he is coming to town. I don't know where. I'm not sure of the date, but he will be back in Montgomery. He's been here previously and very entertaining, very clever. 4:56 is the time. It is All Request Friday. We're slowly catching up. No?
Yeah.
Slowly.
Slowly.
And some of the women say, Old Harold Delaney.
Yeah.
And the end of the show, I have to play the St. Patrick's Day story.
Good deal.
From Chicago.
And Dog Jeopardy. Don't forget Dog Jeopardy.
Dog Jeopardy. Thank you for reminding me about that.
I've got a question about Chicago and St. Patrick's Day.
Sure.
How long have you guys, or how long have they been dying the river?
That's been going on for a long time. And really what they do is they take what is essentially already a green river and they just give it a little bit of a tint so it doesn't look like sewage.
So what I saw a picture and it looked more like nuclear waste after they put the dye in it. And I thought...
You see that press conference with Beetlejuice? She's on her way out.
Yes.
And one of the reporters says, pack your bags and get the hell out of here.
Yep.
After the damage he's done to that town.
She still has no shame, but none of them do. But
No, she's historic, that's why. Stop with the history. Stop with the historic first, all right? This is America. All those barriers have been down for years. I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's this history month and that history month. Yeah, when it comes to real American history, we have monumental ignorance running around out there.
Yep.
And that's very distressing to me. So... Hyatt, when Rich said he was going to go to New York,
he
had to go to the Grand Central Hyatt. It's a fabulous place. They're tearing it down.
What?
They have managed to destroy that city to the point, I don't know if they turned it into one of their homeless encampments or what, but they're tearing it down. And that was Trump built that.
I wonder how much has got to do with that.
I don't know. They're replacing it with a huge mega complex because they don't have enough of those in Manhattan already.
Wow.
And when I saw the picture of the building, I was like, how the hell could they have accomplished this in such a short period of time? But the Hyatt survives, and now they got problems in South Florida because Governor Ron DeSantis meant business when he said, you're not going to be having men in drag twerking their asses in front of little kids. In a bar. Minors are not permitted. But they went ahead and did it anyway because they wanted to be woke. Mm-hmm. And now they're going to lose their liquor license.
Good. You break the law, there are consequences. Are there not? Is that still the world we live in?
In Florida it is. And then they wonder why people are moving there by the thousands.
Craig, you wouldn't believe. I mean, I know. We hear it in the news. I hear it from fellow agents regularly where they are constantly, man, I got more and more people moving down here.
Yep.
And more people selling their house elsewhere, no longer waiting for a